Transportation. Will we float over highways or drive on the road surface as we do now? Will the cost of a gallon of fuel still be our concern? What will our vehicles look like? Will the profile of our automobiles look like the shape of a space-age aircraft? Will the notion of using paint to protect the car's exterior be obsolete? Perhaps the coating on the car will give a durable shine and we will never need to wax or polish it. What kind of battery will we use to power our car? Will we still have a mechanic repair our car at a service garage, or will robots that are computerized do it? Will the motor be powered by a new kind of petroleum product or by hydrogen? Will the cars still be equipped with horns as a warning signal, or will a new device be available? Will there be a gauge to warn us if our speed is too fast, or will radar be used to guide the car so that driver error is no longer a concern? Electronics. Will we be able to play any musical instrument such as a guitar easily with a process the machine teaches us? Will other media, such as movies, be interactive? Will we have access to optical discs that can be played by laser? Digital images will more closely imitate reality. They will be so realistic that it will be virtually impossible to tell them from the real thing. Our enjoyment of watching a video will be enhanced by the quality of the images. Will we have equipment capable of manipulating ideas, eliminating the need for journalists to write and edit the news? Will computer software be available to modify what we type so that our errors are corrected automatically? Will computer hardware include massive amounts of memory that will allow us to file an enormous amount of material? Will we be in the habit of carrying a small device with us that can be used as a cell phone, a fax, a microphone, and an internet connection? Summary. Look at the world around you and consider some of the concepts discussed in this document. Careful observation will lead you to the conclusion that many of these things have already happened. I urge you to reread each paragraph of this article to see if perhaps they are all things that are available somewhere in the world currently. If that is the case, then you will agree that the future is now.